is the Thanksgiving movie. We all went to the theaters. We all saw Thanksgiving. And we have some thoughts. We have some notes. We have some reviews. We're going to get into full spoilers. So if you don't want to be spoiled, here is your warning right now. Do not stick around. Leave. Come back later after you see the movie. Or if you don't give a shit, I mean, come on. You can come back and watch it a little bit later. But we're going to get into full spoilers for the Thanksgiving movie. We all saw it. Let's talk about our thoughts on it. Let me know what you think about it, and let us know what you think about it in the chat if you did catch it. Who am I start with?
Let her start first, because she's been waiting for this topic anxiously. I can tell.
All right, Miss our horror queen. I got to say that correctly, or otherwise I'll probably get canceled if I don't enunciate horror.
Thank you. Not to be confused with whore queen.
Okay. All right. God dang.
I think that belongs to Lisa Ann, by the way.
Anywho.
Not to be confused with horror queen. Not horror, but horror queen. I'm like, oh, I think that belongs to Lisa Ann.
Save it for the T3 Media's only fan page. What did you think about this one?
I had so much fun in this movie. And
what was the premise of it, real fast? What was this movie about?
So it is about, it's a new slasher movie set during the Thanksgiving time. Somebody who has a, what's it called? Like a bone to pick, an axe to grind?
Yeah,
somebody trying to exact revenge on people that he thinks wronged him on the Thanksgiving before. Mm-hmm. And it's really just, it's a whodunit. Mm-hmm. And it's a slasher, and it's really good. And it was the slasher I think we needed in 2023. We had other slashers. Totally Killer was a really good one too.
For me.
So was, I think Scream 6 came out in 2023, early this year.
Yeah, it did.
But it was good. And I saw something that said it was like a new classic. And I think it will be. It was really good. I actually didn't even really watch the trailer.
You went in fresh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I did, yeah. And I didn't have a lot of, it's Eli Roth, so I knew it was going to be good, but we didn't expect it to be as good as it was. I enjoyed it. It was really, really a fun watch.
What were your thoughts? I've got to pull something up real quick. What are your thoughts, Kevin, about this one?
I enjoyed it for what it was. I definitely, there were some times where I was like, oh, shit. Like, there's definitely, they did a good job with scares and the gore effects for sure. And the kills were definitely very unique. And there are some funny parts to the kill, post-kills especially. Mm-hmm. But I definitely was kind of wondering, like, who the hell is doing all this crap? Come on.
Yeah.
And I kind of figured out who it was by one of the killer's actions. And I'm like,
Spoilers.
Well, we're good. This is spoiler talk.
I know. I'm just giving a disclaimer.
Well, you know what, you're right.
In case somebody just hopped on, giving a disclaimer.
Let's not do spoilers at first, and then we'll...
No, but I did figure out who it was, but I enjoyed it. You know, I definitely think, for me, in terms of spoiler, you know, not spoiler, but slasher films I've seen this year, Scream 6 is definitely number one for this year. It's a tie between Thanksgiving and screw you, by the way, for that. So number two is a tie between Thanksgiving and Totally Killer, and the last is It's a Wonderful Knife.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Probably got to see it. That's cool.
Yeah.
And let me real quick. I'll talk about the premise of it real fast. I pulled it up. So an axe wielding maniac terrorizes residents of Plymouth, Mass. After a Black Friday riot ends in tragedy, picking off victims one by one, the seemingly random revenge killing soon becomes part of a larger sinister plan. And this is directed by Eli Roth, and it came out. It's out tonight. It came out last night actually, but it's out today. This is the other movies that came out this week was. The Hunger Games movie, and there was the...
Oh, that sucks.
We know that that's going to be the number one movie of the week, but it was the Hunger Games movie, there's Thanksgiving, and there was one more. I know there's one more I can't think of, but we all decided to go check out Thanksgiving. I mean, Eli Roth. I mean, this is the man who made Hostel. The horror classics. Hostel, which explains why my favorite character from the show Suits, who plays Louis Litt, you know, the father of, why he was in. I was like, oh yeah, that's right, because he was also in Hostel. He played one of my favorite characters in Hostel. That moment where he was trying to decide how to torture this victim and how to kill him fast or kill him slow. And so you might be wondering, hey Chris, This was supposed to be a review about Thanksgiving. Why do you keep talking about Hostel? I'll tell you why. Because I hated this movie.
What?
I fucking hated this movie. I can show you my text messages. I text my friend, I'm thinking about walking out of this movie.
What?
Wait. I almost walked out twice.
Hostel or Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. The movie that we saw.
Were you
last
expecting
night.
Hostel?
I was expecting good.
I don't mean to
yuck on your yum. But you like that? Yuck, yeah, I like, yeah. I don't mean to yuck on your yum, but I felt like there was a chance. That's why, Kevin, I didn't want to talk about it before we talked about it live, because I felt like I was going to be the only one on the panel who was going to have this. I hated this movie. I rarely walk out of a movie.
Okay,
I almost considered walking out. Everything that you guys said that you liked about it is exactly what the things that I liked about it. Everything that we saw in the trailer and in the actual kills in the actual movie were, to me, the best parts of the movie. The kills and the actions, and when the action picked up and when the kills were happening, I enjoyed all of that. Everything about that was great. I couldn't figure out whether or not the dialogue, everything that was happening between the kills, was it as campy as it was that, was he doing that on purpose? Because I felt like I was watching a movie that was filmed in 1982.
Me too, and I loved it.
That's why I was trying. I was sitting in my seat trying to reconcile with myself on whether or not he's doing this on purpose or that this writing was just that bad. That's what I was thinking to myself the whole time. I couldn't figure it out. Like, if I'd have known before watching the movie that this is purposely campy, on purpose, it's supposed to be a throwback.
It's called Thanksgiving. It's a guy in a pilgrim mask. Of course it was on purpose.
I mean, I felt like, and then there was other times I felt like he was trying to make this into a serious slasher. Like we're going to, this is going to be a franchise. He's trying to make John Carver.
I think it will.
He's trying to make John Carver as classic as Freddy, and Jay's trying to put,
I mean, I don't know about that, but I think it's going to be a new classic, and I think there's going to be sequels.
I know what the sequel's going to be, like, Ready for Seconds.
Ooh.
God, no, I hope not. We'll save that for spoiler talk. But yeah, I did not enjoy myself. So, you know, 1 out of 3, ain't bad. I
so
mean,
remember
that's,
when
a,
I
that's
said,
66%?
Remember when I...
If we were Rotten Tomatoes critics, it would
Speaking
have a 66%.
Speaking of Rotten Tomatoes, what does it have?
I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes. They said the best movie of all time was Batman versus Superman. You can't trust Rotten Tomatoes.
Actually, you can only trust Rotten Tomatoes.
I trust IMDb. Rotten Tomatoes can suck a sandpaper dildo and then shove it up its butt.
Wow.
When you say they. You're saying
they have been known to take fucking bribes from different movie companies.
Okay,
saying,
well, let's
give
look
us
up IMDb.
But you're talking. No, I think you're talking about Metascore.
No, that's Rotten Tomatoes.
But when you say they, are you talking about Rotten Tomatoes, the company?
I'm talking about Rotten Tomatoes, the company.
The way the company is built is that they take reviews from the critics and they just average out the good and the bad.
They
only give you a number. They don't
I would
give you
rather
a review.
They go see it for themselves rather than just piggybacking everyone else. They're just fucking posers.
I'm pulling it up right now. The Rotten Tomatoes score for...
It's not bad. That's good.
It's at an 83%. Wow.
Yeah.
I am
shocked. See why I don't trust them?
Okay, look up IMDb, please.
IMDb is probably going to be like a 5 or 6.
As much as a lot of people try to make these conspiracy theories about these kinds of things.
I knew I was going to see the movie because, I'm like, you know what? I'll go see it. It looks interesting.
Okay. So what
scroll,
am I looking
scroll,
for here?
Scroll down.
Nine times out of ten, people looking for confirmational bias will try to see conspiracies from here and there. But in reality, the critic scores, audience scores, nine times out of ten, their people are usually on the same path.
7.1. That's actually a good score.
That's virtually the same score as Rotten Tomatoes.
So basically,
it's not.
Chris
that's
has
like
bad
7.
Taste.
7 and 8 are literally next to each other.
Right?
That's like a 71's like a D right there. 83 is a B generally.
A 71 is not a D.
71 is a D. 71
okay,
so
this
to
is
70,
a math class.
71 to 74
but
is
okay,
a D.
But look
75
at all,
to 7 to 79 is a C.
Okay.
All
but,
the 80s are a
but
B.
But look at the other
our elementary
look,
school.
That's
right?
not a, that's,
look
that's
at,
high school right there.
But this isn't high school. This is IMDb. And so look at the other movies. Look at the other movies. Most of them said like 40, 50. Mm-hmm. They're all very low. So 70 is high in comparison to other movies.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying for me, that's like a D. That's a good, that's fair for me right there. That's a fair grade.
For me.
I feel like it's.
He said it. I had to get him. Yeah, but I enjoyed. And I'm pretty sure, just like you, Tyler, I enjoyed the kill scenes and stuff like that.
But I
was afraid that was going to be the only thing I enjoyed. And it turned for me, it was the only thing I did enjoy. And we got those kill scenes mostly in the trailers. I mean, not the lengthy graphic. I mean, there was a lot that you didn't see in the trailer.
At least the first one, you got to see a majority of it in the trailer. The other ones, just like a slight glimpse, like a frame at least.
I thought the tension and the kill scenes were the best part. I couldn't get past the bad dialogue. And we can go into some spoilers right now if you want to get into it.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it? So what was it that you loved that much about it? What about the big reveal? Let's get into
okay,
a spoiler.
Okay, so I will actually say that's the only thing I didn't love. I didn't feel like it was climactic enough. I didn't feel that I was like, oh my God, it's him. Like I usually am on good slashers. Mm-hmm. That was the only part that was underwhelming to me.
I kind of figured out who it was because like normally when you see a slasher film, so spoiler alert, when you see the slasher films, normally whenever they go after everyone, including the cops, they get like a very, very, very gruesome death. Instead, you see one of the cops has a fucking trank in his back. And I'm like thinking, why the fuck does he care? I mean, he's killing people anyway. He's already in trouble. Might as well go out with a bang. And I'm realizing, wait a minute. The only person that would give a shit if they killed cops or not is if the person was a cop.
Yeah.
And the only, like, there was really only two other cops. And that was Dr. McDreamy, Patrick Dempsey.
That was the big reveal. It was Dr. McDreamy.
Or the other guy, the new guy.
And that's what it narrowed it. So when I watched the movie,
I figured that there was a good chance it was him.
Yeah, the scene where at the beginning with the riot. Okay, let's talk about this riot for a second. This hasn't happened since I don't know what, early to the mid 2000s.
Yeah,
that's why I was trying to figure out where is this movie set. Then when I saw that it was the latest iPhone in everybody's hand, I was like, okay, this is today. But Walmart types of riots, we've moved on from that. We're buying shit online now. Nobody goes to the mall anymore. This is not believable.
So
anymore.
you have to sacrifice logic to appreciate it sometimes.
Art?
No, that was like way too deep. No, but like you just have to be like, yeah, this doesn't really make sense, but it makes sense in this world of the movie, so I'm just gonna go with it. You know, I mean,
I'm gonna make that into a mug. I feel like for me, I'm just gonna go with it. Or no, you have to sacrifice. I'm trying to come up with new taglines for your mug because I want to personalize these. I feel like for me, mugs.
Great,
but go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted. What
was
that?
No, that was it. I just feel like you. I know sometimes it doesn't make sense, and you're like, oh, that would never happen in real life, or that doesn't. These things, this is all done online these days.
Yeah.
But we have to have the movie. If we didn't have it, we wouldn't have the movie. So we just have to pretend
that's what people say. Why did they do that? Because it was in the script.
Exactly.
But just what Kevin was saying, the second the riot was happening and the woman, his best friend, was killed, the way she died, she was knocked down and then knocked out by a shopping cart.
Oh, no,
and then
her neck was broken.
Her neck was broke, yeah. That was awesome. And
when her
hair got tangled
like
into
this.
Into the wheel and pulled.
Literally, no, at one point during the riot, Jesus looked over at me and he goes, are you okay? Because I was sitting there like,
yeah. Okay. So that was amazing. But the second the camera panned to her dead, and you see the look on I keep saying McDreamy too. What's his name?
Patrick Dempsey.
Patrick Dempsey. To me, he'll always be. What was it? The movie he was in, Loverboy, or when he was a pizza delivery boy and hooking up with cougars back in the '80s. Anyway, Loverboy. He'll always be that guy to me. The second the camera was focused on her being dead and the shift in his attitude, I instantly felt like the killer had to either be him or the husband.
No, because the husband was too fat.
And they tried to make you believe it was the husband too hard. They tried to make you believe it was the husband.
I didn't think that it was the husband enough. I felt like the husband was only, after this tragedy
happened.
It would
have been so obvious.
They only showed him once.
On Scream,
they did a better job in belaying it, and it could be the dad, it could be the
even
dad.
The
I
new,
think Scream did a
even
better
Even the
job.
New Scream movie, they did a really good job. I was like, oh shit, I didn't realize it was
they
that.
Showed the boyfriend more than they showed the husband.
I thought
it was the boyfriend or the husband. Well, I didn't think it was. I thought it wasn't the boyfriend
because they kept showing the boyfriend.
And he hasn't been seen in the last year.
The cops definitely were in the top, you know, suspect list for me, but followed by
because of how well he was doing in this small town kind of a thing.
Not really that, but it's just, it was like a gut feeling, you know, like it was either that the ex-boyfriend or the current boyfriend who was just too perfect.
Well, I knew the boyfriend wouldn't be the guy because it was too perfect on why he had the biggest grudge. The fact that he disappeared for a year and then the girlfriend moved on to that, what do you call them, douchebags? That douchebag that.
Yeah.
It would have been funny if he was the killer, the douchebag new boyfriend.
Or the I even thought it was the gun nut for a second because he gave him a gun.
I thought it was him too.
Because the gun didn't work. I was like, why would you give him a gun that doesn't freaking work?
Yeah.
Especially when that is your freaking job and that is what you're...
Well, I don't think it didn't work. I think that he had the safety on.
No. He forgot because they talked about don't forget to keep the safety on.
But I still thought it might have been the gun guy because... Sometimes they make like the bad guy of the town, they make him likable, you know, like, so you feel bad for the underdog, and then plot twist, like the one you felt bad for, it's him. So I thought it might be him too, but the whole twist
about the reason why Patrick Dempsey was killed, because they just did a vomit at the end of the movie of why he was doing it. Like, me and her were having an affair this whole time. I was sleeping with my best friend's wife. She was pregnant.
You killed my family.
And she was the best thing that happened to me ever since I lost my, like we were supposed to feel sorry for you in what, one sentence?
Right.
Why didn't we get this information at the beginning of the movie? I mean, he's divorced. I could tell there was a connection between them.
Yeah, I was like, why is she flirting with him?
At the very beginning, I was like, she's flirting with him.
Yeah.
I was surprised that they didn't go into the back and rub one out in the bathroom while the husband was carving the turkey.
Oh my gosh.
That would have been a great twist.
You could say he was trying to stuff her.
There you go. Damn it, I wish I had this room. Perfect timing. But I knew it had to be him or the husband. Because they were the only ones to me that had the motive. The second the camera panned to her dead body, I knew the only two people that gave a shit about her was the husband or Patrick. So that was it. And I felt like they were spreading it too thick on the boyfriend. I was like, it can't be him. Because they want us to make us think it's him so bad. So that's why, and the dialogue I didn't like. Oh my God. The second Patrick Dempsey said, there will be no leftovers, I almost threw my phone at the screen. I thought it was so cheesy.
You're right about one thing, Sheriff. There will be no
that
leftovers.
That part was cringy to me. When he said it, I was like, cute.
And when she said it back,
I was like...
And when she used her mom's bracelet because she lost all the little musket balls.
When she kissed it before she...
I'm like...
The way they telegraphed it too well because I knew her bringing up the fact that I shot a musket once. I knew that was going to come back.
If you guys want to see, let's put it this way. There's a reason why I said this one's... Oh, it's 9:30 a.m. There's a reason why I said like this movie was tied between this and Totally Killer and It's a Wonderful Life was last. If you watch It's a Wonderful Life last, I think you probably have a much more appreciation for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I thought Totally Killer did a way better job.
Totally Killer was much more funnier, but also it was a good mixture of comedy and horror.
These kill scenes were just really, really fun.
But that was the only the part of the movie that I liked was the kill scene. Okay, the woman, the new wife in the oven, that scene.
Yeah. And they carved her?
She only had her hands tied and her legs tied. He opened the oven to stick that little thing in there real quick to fuck with her, and then closed it back up. Like, I was like, bitch, open the oven. Like, your hands are tied to each other. Open the fucking door and roll out. Why didn't she do that?
We have to sacrifice logic, Chris.
No. She technically cooked herself. Look at her. She's sitting there. I thought she was tied to the oven.
But when I noticed that she was only, her hands were tied and her legs were tied. The door is obviously not locked. Bitch, open the door. Roll out.
That's what LL Cool J did in Deep Blue Sea. He just got an axe and just started hatching his way out of there.
Yeah. I felt like Ludacris. Roll out. Like, bitch, get the fuck out of there. I don't know. Just, like, stuff like that.
You remember when I said I think you'll really appreciate Sleepaway Camp?
Oh, now you're changing your mind now?
Then taking that back.
No, because that movie was made at a certain time. This movie was made today. I couldn't figure out whether or not they were trying to do a callback to old slashers or if they were trying to make me take this as a new slasher, take it seriously. I couldn't tell. Yeah. So maybe if Eli Roth explains himself, no, this is a serious slasher
okay,
for
then
today.
I would be like, well, you that was horrible. You missed the mark.
But if you were trying to do a throwback, then you nailed it. Because the black dude that was the jock, that fucking guy, like, that guy rarely exists today. I'm like, all that bullying he was doing, I'm like, dude, tell the principal on that dude. That guy fucking sucks. Like, we don't fucking tolerate that bullying shit anymore. Who that guy? Mm-hmm. I know that guy still technically exists, but I was like, is this Revenge of the Nerds? What the fuck is this? We don't make movies like this anymore. Anyway, I don't know. That's just me. I don't know. All right. Okay. So that was our thoughts on Sleepaway Camp. I know I went.
Sleepaway Camp.
You know what? Screw you, Kevin, with the fact checking over there, man. I'm doing my best. I'm on a lot of fucking medication and I'm drinking. Sorry if we spoiled Thanksgiving for you, but let's be honest. You guys weren't going to see that. You guys go check out Hunger Games.
Hungry Games?
Go check out Hunger Games. Anyway, I was just trying to get Tyler like, ew, Hunger Games.
I like Hunger Games.
You liked it?
I love Hunger Games. I haven't seen the new one, but I like
it. Oh, it was Kevin that didn't want to see it. Yeah. You know what? Real quick, speaking about Hunger, it's funny that actress for Hunger Games, she's not getting shit for any movie except for Snow White. Every other movie, I don't hear. I mean, even her haters are not talking that much shit about her. Any other project that she in, but anytime Snow White comes up, then all the dumping
because
on her.
She shit on her.
I'm not saying that because of her. I just don't like the Hunger Games. I don't really care for the soft. Like I think like honestly, if like Nightmare on Elm Street, I loved all the movies. I loved all the kills. I thought they were all unique. I just think like with Hunger Games, they've ended it. Move the fuck on.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. Someone said that in the chat. They said, "What's next? A Harry Potter TV series?"
Yeah, that's they're,
like I didn't even
they're
I didn't
debating
even
that.
Like
what?
We're debating to bringing Harry Potter back. Yeah.
They are they're doing
they're
that.
Debating
but
that.
But here's the thing, like with Harry Potter, they ended it on that one, but they still do the freaking Comus Dice, the you know Beasts and Where to Find the movies. I didn't even watch any.
Well, those
of
movies didn't make that much money. That's why they're not.
I didn't
not
even doing. Watch them. I didn't like. Yeah. I
well,
was
so
like,
you're the one that made them fail.
Like, no, that's
that was
J.K. Rowling and her hate speech that made it feel.
Yeah.
Right there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Exactly. Not really.
She did that herself.
She did that all her own. All right. Before we okay. Yeah. I know we ran a little bit long. I know. Sorry about that for right now. Let us know what you guys think about the Thanksgiving movie. If you see it, did we talk you into it? Did we talk you out of it? Look, I didn't like it, but you know, these two guys, Tyler had a better time than Kevin, but Kevin, you said you had a pretty decent time. What's your official for me rating? What would you give
this
Thanksgiving?
Would be
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
This would be a solid D.
A
D but definitely, I say this was definitely better than It's a Wonderful Night for sure.
So, Tyler, what grade do you give it?
A minus.
You know me. This is the very first time I'm ever giving it an F.
What? That's my first time giving an A, I think.
First time giving it an F. I give it an F. I expected better, Eli. I expected better.
You expected Hostile.
I expected Hostile. You had fucking Lewis Litt right there. He should have been the killer. God, that would have been amazing. Wouldn't that have been ironic? He's trying to take down his own fucking store. I hate my fucking store. Fuck Right Mart.
I killed your mother.
I killed your mother. Fuck that shit. Like, oh, what a twist. That would have been amazing. All right. Let us know what you guys think, and let's move on. We got